When Maya comes, it doesn't come anywhere else first. It attacks our intellect. Once the intellect is damaged, then Maya knows that now we are under her control. So consider, first of all, this gift, this blessing is not an ordinary thing, it's the greatest gift. So keep it always awakened. Let it not go to sleep. You know, Baba has awakened from the sleep of Kumbhakarna. But we often go into sleep of carelessness, taking for granted. And that is what actually does not allow us to make use of it. So my first sharing is that, you know, we have to have attention to keep the intellect awake, never allow it to go to sleep. And the intellect is always awakened when I am soul conscious. That is the sign of soul consciousness. When I am aware, when I am embodiment of soul consciousness, my intellect is totally awakened. And when my intellect is totally awakened, my conscience is, you know, very alert. Every action that I perform is dictated by my conscience, so the intellect can make precise decision. Any decision that we make on the basis of the conscience dictating the intellect, there is no regret, there is no repentance. Now this is why it is always said, think before you act. Think before you speak. Why do they say that? We are already thinking, but still it is said because we have to allow to listen to that inner voice, the conscience, the seat of truth. So when we ignore that conscience, when we suppress that conscience, we are not using our intellect, divine intellect. We are allowing our subconscious mind to influence our intellect. You know, when does the subconscious mind take over? Whatever is in my subconscious mind becomes conscious. And if my intellect is not awakened at that time, the mind overrides the intellect and I go and perform the same action which I did before. I only realize after I have done it, I should not have done it. So I can avoid this regret, I can avoid this repentance when I allow my intellect to, when my intellect is actually dictated by my conscience. So that is why it is very important to make my conscience my best friend. You know, listen to it very often and I can really have that clear conscience when I am totally soul conscious. So don't mix up the consciousness and conscience. When I am totally soul conscious, I can have a clarity of my intellect because I can listen to my inner voice. So this is very important because the first influence that influences my intellect is my own subconscious mind. In other words, Manmath, dictates of my own mind. you know, my mind starts dictating my intellect. So because I am not awakened, I listen to that dictation and I perform action. Every time I do that, my intellect gets weaker because I go through repentance. So when my intellect is awakened, I can discern this is coming from the subconscious mind. I don't want to use this. So what I need to do is, I need to have a dialogue with my mind. You know, most of the time what we do, some of us suppress that thought that is coming and we perform action, but then it keeps on trying to influence because it is suppressed. So that is not the right way of using the intellect. I need to have a dialogue. I talk to my mind. Look, last time I had this thought, I did action accordingly, I did not have good result. Now I am aware what is right, what is wrong. I am not going to use this thought, okay? So the mind, intellect work together. That is when I do not have any regret. So that is first method that I need to keep in my mind so that I am able to perform actions, you know, right actions, righteous actions, elevated actions, according to Baba Srimat. Because the obstacle that comes in making accurate decision is either Paramat or Manmat. Sometimes I do not have the dictates of my own mind, but sometimes some people's dictates, they are under the influence of their sanskara and their personality is so strong that they can influence your intellect. So when my intellect is either influenced by the dictates of other people's mind or dictates of my own mind, I am not able to follow Srimat. Srimat is the elevated directions of Baba. So my mind convinces sometimes Manmat also as Srimat and try to influence me also. So this is why it is very important to be alert all the time so that my power of discerning and my power of judgment, both are important. First you have to discern and then you have to decide. So that is why I always look at it as a scale, you know. So when the scale has to be balanced, the needle in the middle should be steady. If the needle is moving, it's not the right balance. So the stability of my mind and clarity of my intellect, both are needed in order to perform elevated action. Action that is according to Srimat. So if my actions are according to Srimat, there is no regret, there is no fear, there is no kind of doubt. So one care I have to take to allow this divine intellect, the blessings, using accurately is to not allow Manmat or Paramat, but Baba's Srimat. So that's why Baba says, before performing action, check with yourself, ask yourself, is it according to Baba Srimat? Will Baba like this or not? Allow your conscience to speak to you and you will get the answer. And so then there is no hesitation. The other influence, as Baba said this morning, that comes on the intellect is the company. You know, Dadi also always says, company influences the intellect a lot. So we have to be very, very careful about the company that we keep. You may be a very good person, you know, but if the company that I keep is not right, then also there will be something not precise in my decision making. Company may not be just of people. You know, before we used to think, okay, not the right person's company, but nowadays companies of variety. It can be company of books, it can be company of internet, it can be company of mobile, it can be company of, you know, so many things nowadays. So I have to make sure I do not get influenced by the bad company. The moment the company affects my intellect is locked. You know, this is how I know, because either Baba has to touch my intellect or I am touched by some other souls. So when the intellect is influenced by other souls, Baba cannot influence. So that is why, you know, sometimes you find you cannot get Baba online. You know, just like you lost Baba. You don't know what happened. It's automatic machinery. When I'm influenced by human beings, when I'm influenced by Manmath and Paramath, immediately automatic lock on my intellect. It doesn't work. You know, just like this morning Baba gave a very beautiful analogy. You know, when the child doesn't want to drink milk, the mother has to force and give the milk because she knows this is good for baby. Here also Baba gives the milk of knowledge, but some souls say, I don't want. I don't want to follow Srimad. So they go their own way. Why? Because the intellect is locked, cannot decide. So at that time what we need to do is, I am not able to understand. So if some seniors, if some experienced souls give me advice, you know, this is not right you are doing, this is not according to Srimad, don't do it, at least listen to them. You know, so that I am saved. But sometimes we have so much of arrogance of intellect, so we look at their good wishes in a wrong way and we get upset. So that is the time I have to have mercy on myself. So then I am able to, you know, realize, regret and change my action. So that is why the second thing that we have to keep attention is not to get into wrong company. You know, sometimes Sakar Baba used to say, even amongst Brahmins, if you do not know whose company you have to keep, ask Baba, he will guide you. Because of course each one of us have different sanskaras, so sanskaras can influence in the form of company. And the third thing that affects our intellect as we move on in this path of knowledge is the sanskar of getting impressed. It's a form of subtle influence. You know, when we have the sanskar of either getting impressed by someone or the sanskar of hate, you know, sanskar of dislikingness, both kinds of influence actually doesn't allow our intellect to remain clear. We cannot connect with Baba because our intellect becomes kind of untouchable for Baba because it is being touched, influenced by human intellect. You know, how does that happen? Like say if I have the sanskar of getting impressed, it is a form of impurity. Attraction So my intellect bows to that person. When I see their speciality, I do not have my own self-respect, and so I do not recognize my own speciality, so I get impressed by their speciality, my intellect bows to them. And I will be continuing to lead my Brahmin life, imitating that person, not even understanding where I am going. So Baba cannot influence such intellect. Or sometimes when the opposite thing happens, dislikingness or hatred, again that soul comes in between Baba and myself. So that is why a yogi soul, as they talk about in Bhagavad Gita, balance between, you know, two opposites. So no like and no dislike. No like and no dislike. So that means I am able to appreciate all souls. Then I am able to allow Baba to influence my intellect. So this is an attention we have to keep in Brahmin life, because in the name of taking goodness, you know, Baba says, see the speciality in everyone, don't see the defect, right? So we begin to do that, but somewhere on the way, by taking speciality, seeing goodness, we become totally impressed. So we cannot become like them, nor I can become like Baba. So immediately my intellect should go to Baba. Who is the one who gave this speciality to this soul? Who is the bestower of this speciality? So when my intellect gets connected to the source, I am able to draw that power into myself to lead that kind of life. Otherwise, I will neither become like Baba nor I become like them. I will be hanging in between. So this purity is very, very important, because it's the purity of the mind brings divinity in the intellect. And what is divinity? No duality. You know, if up until now, my intellect is in conflict, you know, in duality, I am not able to understand whether it's right or wrong, it's good or bad. So that means it has not become totally divine. There is some mixture. Look, sometimes Baba calls that kind of divine intellect as plain intellect. Plain intellect, not blank intellect, but plain intellect. Which means there is just one Baba and none other. See, why Baba says, even though he gives the mantra Manmana Bhav, but he always asks us to connect the yoga of intellect with him. So that means unless we have purity of mind, we cannot have clarity of intellect. So we have to work on both together, and to use the divine intellect accurately, we need the cooperation of the mind. If the mind and intellect are not working in harmony, then I am not able to use my intellect properly. I will be either influenced by Manmath or influenced by Paramath. So at every time, I have to really make sure, you know, my intellect is moving according to Baba's direction. So sometimes what happens, you know, some souls say that, oh, they go and sit in Baba's room. You know, when we say we have to act according to Baba's Srimad, they say we go into Baba's room and Baba gives us touching. You know, you do this, you go there. So they immediately start acting according to that, thinking it is 3 months. But sometimes it is possible that Baba can give touchings to anyone. No, we don't say no. But it is always advised that when you feel you get such touchings, don't put it into action immediately. Because there also Maya comes. You know, sometimes we have certain kind of thoughts in our mind. This should happen, this should not happen. So we go and sit with those thoughts subconsciously in Baba's room. And so the same subconsciousness becomes conscious and begin to talk to me. So sometimes we consider it as Baba's touching. So it is good we verify from the seniors whether it is my own thought or whether it is Baba's touching. And if the seniors say it is Baba's touchings, go ahead. I can go ahead with full force and my karma will bring me multiple fruits, success at every step. Because the proof of following Srimat is success. The proof of following Srimat is carefree. You know, the proof of following Srimat is lightness. So if, suppose the seniors say, no, it is not Baba's touching, it's your own thoughts coming, you know, in your mind, I must drop it. I should not go on insisting to put that into action. What happens after some time, you see the action is not successful. While performing that action, you have kind of fear, what will happen, whether I get success or not. So instead, if it is, we have seen many times, you know, if it is Baba's touching, immediately everybody accept unanimously, okay, go ahead. So you get blessings. That is why Baba says, take directions from Baba at every step. It is possible that Baba can give touchings to anyone, but it's always good to verify so that I have total clarity. I do not have any kind of hesitation. So I'm able to move along successfully in my Brahmin life. You know, so that is why Baba says, you know, sometimes thought comes in a royal way to create damage for the intellect. You know, sometimes we get the thought, oh, you know, we get lot of maya when we do service. Better I don't do any service and I pay attention to self. Or sometimes another thought comes, oh, if I come into the Brahmin gathering, maya comes, so let me be in solitude and work on myself. So again, actually, you know, it's a royal form of thought that is separating me from taking power from Baba and the family. So when such thought comes, don't consider it as right thought, because it is going to make my intellect weak. Because it is stopping me from taking power from Baba, from the family, from the service. So just like Baba gives the example, you know, when some dacoit or a thief want to attack you, for example, what do? They first cut off your electricity, cut off your telephone, so you are helpless without any communication, and then they can come and attack you and you become prey to them. So Maya knows where to come in a royal way to damage our intellect so that we do not know what is right and wrong. So when such thought comes, we have to disrespect that thought and do it according to Baba's direction. Because family is a great sustenance. It gives a lot of power. Service is also the blood of Brahmin life. You know, when that thought comes, it is making my intellect weaker. So that also we have to pay attention so that we don't become victim to the royal form. A very subtle form that comes to damage the intellect's, you know, working properly is in the form of doubt. You know, it is always said, faith in the intellect brings victory, doubt brings defeat. And I often hear Dadi calling doubt as worse than cancer cell. You know, if you have a cancer cell in your body, it won't leave you until it attacks you. Somehow, it will move from one part of the body to another part and kill you finally. So once I get the thought of doubt, you know, either of Baba or Baba's knowledge, Baba's family, even myself, until it eats me up, it doesn't leave me alone. So that is why I should never ever allow this doubtful thought to come in my intellect. Again, that is because of wrong company. You know, somewhere I have some wrong company that influences my intellect to create doubt. And so my decision is totally, totally different. I remember once Baba said, you know, someone who are telling others, lust is the greatest enemy, you had conquered it, and they also live pure for so many years, and after some time, you know, they get doubt and they leave Baba, and other people ask them, what happened? You used to tell everybody. They say, I was just telling just like that, you know, I never believed. Just imagine, you know, telling so many people, but just like that, they say now they don't have any faith in it. So this is why what is important is not just faith, recognition. No, there is a difference between faith and recognition. Anybody can have faith, but not everybody recognizes Baba. If anyone recognizes Baba, they would never leave Baba, no matter what. So recognition is from the heart. Faith is in the intellect. So the intellect can also have doubt. But once your third eye is open, your heart recognizes Baba, there is no way. That is why the song is, whether you beat me or you love me, I never leave your doorway. Chai pyar karo, chai tukrao. Because there is recognition. So what it means to have recognition from the heart? Where is the heart in the soul? Intellect we know. Heart is not this physical heart. Heart is the conscience. It is submerged in the intellect itself. So when I am able to, you know, recognize Baba with that third eye, then once I have recognized, then there is no change. Just like, you know, children, when they know this is my mother and father, after some time, they would not say, no, I don't think this is my mother, father. Yeah? It doesn't happen. Maybe in Kali Yuga it may also happen, who knows. But usually it doesn't happen, you know. So that is why I have to really understand myself as I am, what I am and who I am, and also know Baba as Baba is, what he is and who he is. Then I am able to remember Baba accurately and use the gift for the purpose he has given to me. So the more we use it, the more we remain, you know, awakened. So this divine intellect, another name is third eye. Wisdom. What is the other name for divine intellect? Wisdom. So we have to use wisdom at every step, not just emotion. You know, when we are body conscious, we are emotional, quick. But when we are soul conscious, we are able to marry the head and the heart together. And that is why there is no guilt after making decision. So this is something we have to keep in mind. That is why we have to add one more phrase to that saying, you know, think before you think. We know we have to think before we speak, because we are responsible for the consequences. That is karma. Think before we act, we also know that is karma. But thinking is also karma. You know, because we are now coming closer to our stage of perfection. According to the stage of perfection, even thinking, no, that is what Baba says, waste thought is also a sin. It's not a mistake anymore. So that means thinking also creates karma. Philosophy of karma is very deep. It's quite deep, you know, in that sense. Before, in the yajna, before that, Baba used to say, okay, you know, even if you get thought in your mind, don't do it. It's not karma anymore, you know, in the beginning. But the, now the karma philosophy has become deeper. Even if I am thinking bad about you, I have not done anything bad, I have created karma. That is why I think in Bible, in Christianity, they say, even if you have the thought of committing adultery, that is a sin. You have not committed, but you had the thought. You know, if you keep on having a particular thought over a period of time, what happens? Repeated thought will become words, and repeated words will become action. So we have to now consider every thought also, what we are thinking, because, you know, when we were in the silence retreat in Delhi the other day, somebody came, joined us, and he gave just a beautiful jewel as a blessing. He said that, you know, sometimes we don't worry about how many thoughts we are having, how many thoughts are powerful, waste. He said, just remember every thought you think, where it goes. Where does your thought go? You know, where does your thought go? It doesn't go waste. It goes into your attitude. And then, when the thought goes into attitude, it becomes vibration, and that vibration becomes atmosphere. So, you may be thinking that you only thought bad about a person. But that goes into attitude and slowly it goes into the atmosphere. So the person who comes feel that you are thinking bad about them. So we have to really understand the deep philosophy of karma now. Even the feelings that I have created because of that thought connects us. Even good thoughts, like now third Sunday, we are only doing through thoughts, right? You can understand from that experience, we are just having good thinking, good wishes for souls in the whole world, collectively, and that creates such a powerful atmosphere, and whoever is in tune, they are receiving it, so it's creating an atmosphere, a wave, isn't it? So the same thing with the bad thought also. So when I am aware of myself, who I am, that is why Baba is emphasizing on the practice of soul consciousness. Because if I am not soul conscious, my intellect is sleeping. I have divine intellect, but it's not working. I cannot judge and decide precisely. As I said, sometimes in Brahmin life, carelessness comes. Carelessness is also like half sleep. So the intellect gets numb. It doesn't sleep, but it becomes numb. You know, when your body part somewhere becomes numb, you can't feel. It's just like, you know, stone. So what is the reason for our intellect becoming numb? It's a form of royal carelessness. That I begin to think, oh, now I am very good, you know, progressing very well. I'm making very good intense effort. I'm following all the Srimad. Everything is fine. Just a nap. That is the time Maya takes the chance to suppress your intellect and you go and do something which you did not do for so many days. You understand? How the intellect gets numb? Royal carelessness, taking things for granted. Oh, I am old in knowledge, you know, I have done a lot of service and I have been, you know, just a little relax. That is the time Maya waiting to catch you. So alert, all the time alert. There's no chance for even nodding off so that Maya cannot deceive. That is what Baba says, experienced souls never experience any deception. So that is called effort. What is effort? Effort is to keep the intellect always awake, alert, so that I am able to make precise decision. Effort is to remain constantly soul conscious. The rest will be taken care automatically. Even Baba's remembrance comes only when I am soul conscious. If I am not soul conscious, no matter how much hard effort I make, it doesn't stick in my intellect. So that's why in Hindi we call Purusharath. Purush means soul, Rath means body. Purusharath means constantly maintaining the awareness of the soul while in the body. That is called effort. You know, when I forget that is vismriti, forgetfulness, that is maya. Sometimes we talk about maya a lot than Baba, you know. But what is maya? Maya is forgetfulness. When I forget I am a soul, maya comes. I remember I am body. So then the whole commander-in-chief and his army comes. So attention is to remember. You know, we all have the sanskar of remembering and forgetting. Is there anyone who say here, I don't know how to remember? Or is there anyone who say, I don't know how to forget? We all know how to forget and how to remember. But the mistake only we do is, we remember what we should forget and we forget what we should remember. From today, what you will do? Remember. Don't worry about forgetting. Automatically it will be. You know, when we sit in yoga also, we make one mistake. Many people cannot get connected because they are thinking what they are not more than what they are. I am not this body. I am not this leg. I am not this face. I am not this. I am not this. So what happened? You become what you think. So you are reinforcing what you are not, so you are going to become what you are not. So from today, just think what you are, and you see how you become what you are. So meditation commentary will be very short. Right? Thoughts in meditation will be very short. So I have to train myself. That is effort. So when I am aware of who I am awakened. Then I can connect. So this is meditation. Aware, awake, connect. But the whole thing is awareness. When that awareness is gone, the intellect goes to sleep, I lose my power of decision making, so I am influenced by my subconscious mind. So by becoming soul conscious, you don't become intelligent, you become wise. So I am able to use the values. You know, what is wisdom actually? Values in action. What is wisdom actually is balance of the head and the heart. I am not a hearty person, I am not a heady person. I am able to be wise. So that is why people will come to you to ask for advice. You know, why do we go to dadis? See, when we cannot decide on our own, we are in dilemma, we go to dadis. I am confused, you know, I have two thoughts coming. Do this, don't do this. Do this, don't do this. I am confused. So how they clarify that for you? You know, they are able to see clearly that your mind and intellect are not balanced. So they bring us back into that balance. So they make decision in that soul consciousness based on Baba Srimat. Srimat is only of Baba, but seniors give advice on the basis of Srimat. So that is why my intellect comes out of confusion. So I am able to lead a kind of, you know, harmonious, balanced life. Otherwise, there is always a feeling of guilt. You know, there's always a feeling, oh, am I doing this right? Is it according to Srimat? Can I do this or not? So whenever you have that kind of dilemma, just check, clarify, finish. You know, don't continue to do it convincing yourself, oh, this one is also doing, that one is also doing, I can also do. But I don't want to become like this one and that one, right? I want to become like Baba. So this is why Baba has given us the role model, follow father, follow mother. So, at every step, this is why I have to ask myself, you know, is this according to Baba Srimat or not? Will Baba like this or not? If it is not clear to me, check. It takes only few minutes nowadays. We have so many kinds of methods to communicate. You know, I remember when I went to foreign countries first time, I went to Guyana, which is very far from here. And the communications in 77 was very, very bad. No telephones working. We used to get Murli after 1 month, you know, the Murli that was read, we get after 1 month, post also very bad. So when we have something not clear, we cannot even communicate with dadis to ask. When I was in India, it was easy. We used to stay with dadis and go to her and clarify, finish. So that time, really, really, you know, Baba was like a mirror. So I used to go and sit in front of Baba, like it is Baba in Sakar sitting there, with clear intellect and allow Baba to guide me. And I used to take the direction and solve the problem, situation, and then inform dadis. Because I thought, if I tell dadi now, it takes 1 month for them to receive my post. By the time here, situations are already settled. You know, so to take that clarity, we need a clarity of intellect so that we are able to help ourselves. So don't look at this gift that Baba has given us, the blessings, as an ordinary gift. Use it. The more you use it in action, the more you see the benefit. You know, the more you are able to understand the type of action that we perform on the basis of that and create a count of good actions for our own credit. That is why Baba said, you know, people in the world regret for their action, but we sing songs within ourselves, "Wow, my elevated actions, wow." So this is the only time we have an opportunity to create karma for the whole cycle, not just for 63 births. So that is why Baba has given responsibility to ourselves. You know, Baba doesn't interfere in our karma, because we are the ones who have to receive the fruit. If he interferes in the karma, then he also gets the fruit. So that is why Baba says, you are the one who have to receive the fruit, so you have to make your action elevated. So elevated actions again means actions performed on the basis of using the gift, the blessings of divine intellect. So let us really, you know, treasure, use that gift carefully, not allowing any kind of influences. And we see that when the intellect becomes plain, we are able to experience flying stage. You know what it means to fly? Go beyond. Go beyond all kinds of attractions and influences. So then we are able to see ourselves becoming equal to Baba. So I stop here. We have few minutes more. If you have any questions, if anybody has any burning questions. Yes? Very quiet. The question is, bad or good attitude created through the mind or after the decision of the intellect? Actually, what is an attitude? Attitude is created, you know, thoughts plus feelings is equal to attitude. And thought plus feelings is equal to attitude. Now, attitude, the thought is connected with my subconscious mind. Whatever thought I have in my conscious mind, it comes from my subconscious mind. So, when it comes in my thought, if my intellect is awake, you know, that is the important point here. When my intellect is awake, when the thought comes in my mind, I can change the thought and I can change the feeling, so attitude can be changed. If my intellect is not awakened, I have the thought and I allow the same thought to become feeling and the same attitude continues. Is it clear? Yeah, so thought comes from subconscious mind. So, but I have my intellect awakened, so I can see whether it is based on the present knowledge, present wisdom, or based on the past sanskara. So I have a dialogue with my mind before it becomes feeling. I have a dialogue with my mind and I change the thought from negative to positive, bad to good, and then that thought becomes feelings. So it goes into my attitude and it comes out as vibrations and creates an atmosphere. So again, the key point to change my attitude, I have to keep my intellect awake. It's very, very important, you know. That is what enlightened intellect. When my intellect is enlightened, lit. I can see. So then I can change my attitude and my feelings will change. It's very subtle, you know, it's a fine line, thought and feelings. Very quick. It's not like one day after, 1 minute after. So it is very quick. So then if I take the responsibility and if I have the aim that I want to change my attitude, I have to change my thought. Then my feelings will change. My vibrations will change. The atmosphere will change. Okay? So I think it's 7 o'clock. So let us have the aim to keep our intellect totally awakened and let Baba influence our intellect with his intellect, the wisdom of the wise. You know, Baba is the wisdom of the wise. When I just allow my intellect to connect with Baba, he will influence my intellect and so I am able to have a intellect which is very clear, like mirror. So let us allow that exercise to happen for the next half an hour.